In between daily protests that sounded like this one, there was this one. About 36 clergy members from around the country walked in rows of three, singing down the streets of downtown Philadelphia. They marched from the Friends Center, run by Quakers, to the offices of the Democratic National Convention, a few blocks away. The group included clergy from Christian and Jewish groups, hoping to deliver what they call the Higher Ground Moral Declaration to Democratic leaders, a document they say was signed by 1,200 faith leaders concerned about discrimination, access to health care, criminal justice reform, workers' rights, and other issues.
We are here because those who are on the margins must become the center of all of our deliberations.
That's Tracy Blackman, acting executive minister of the United Church of Christ's Justice and Witness Ministries. She serves a church in Ferguson, Missouri, a town torn by riots after the 2014 shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown, an unarmed black man, by police. She's also the pastor at a church in Cleveland, host of the Republican National Convention a week earlier.
We made an intentional decision in Cleveland not to do an active protest there, but to be the church. Our national office was a block and a half from the convention center, and so what we decided to do was to use our space to open our doors for a welcoming place and a place for meditation, a place for prayer for anyone who wanted to come in.
And Blackman says that decision to open the church up to anyone brought in a shoeless and disheveled young man named Tim, who said he only wanted some food, a pillow, a blanket, and a Bible to take with him back out onto the streets.
The reason I'm here, friends, is because there are more Tims than there are Trumps. There are more Tims than there are Clintons. There are more Tims than there are people arguing over policies when people's very lives are on the line.
In Philadelphia, the faith leaders were able to hand the signed document over to a representative from the DNC. The group also tried to deliver their document to the RNC offices in Cleveland the week before. But when they were turned away, they emailed it in. And that's what the coalition also intends to do with this year's candidates for governor and U.S. Senate, including Republican Ohio Senator Rob Portman and his challenger, Democratic former governor Ted Strickland. In Philadelphia, Karen Kassler with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.